I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Economists got it wrong again on the nation's unemployment picture, but this time they may be more happy to be wrong. The Labor Department issued its monthly jobs report today, and the unemployment rate dipped to 5.6% from last month's 5.7%. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, how many new jobs did the economy create in April, and how is that number playing?
288,000 new jobs last month, Madeline, and the consensus estimate from economists have been 175,000, so I'm quite sure they are not disappointed. And the Labor Department also revised the numbers upward for both February and March. You may remember last month's figure of 308,000 new jobs. The official figure is now 337,000. And this is across most sectors of the economy, including manufacturing. But of course, on the downside, for anyone worried about interest rates, this is more fodder for the Federal Reserve to say, you know what, it's probably time to raise those rates.
So are we now safe in saying this is no longer a jobless recovery?
Well, just looking at the hard numbers, I guess you can say that. But of course, the numbers don't tell the whole story. And there are still a lot of people out there who are out of work and have been out of work for a long time. One of them is 44-year-old Daryl Jessup. He lost his job 3 years ago in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It was a management job at a textile plant where he'd worked for 16 years. Since then, he's tried just about everything. He's got a part-time job and went back to school to take some worker retraining classes.
Well, it's pretty tough. I drive from Winston-Salem to Greensboro every day studying, and with the gas prices going up, that gets to be pretty costly. And, you know, the frustration of working part-time, being used to a full-time salary. I have a little girl, and that makes things difficult. Been a lot of nip and tuck for myself, doing a lot of sacrificing. But those are the things that I have to do right now. And next year this time, it'll be a much better situation.
And, you know, we mentioned gas prices. Doesn't look like those are going to be coming down anytime soon. Oil hit 13-year highs of $40 a barrel just this morning.
And what are the prospects for this man's future?
Well, he says he's encouraged by what he's being told by prospective employers in terms of what might be available to him when he graduates next May. His background, as we mentioned, is in textiles, so he may try to stay in the industry, but it's been pretty hard hit the last few years. So he's also looking into what other skills he can put to use elsewhere in the economy, if the economy will have him. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at how some sports teams are filling those empty season ticket seats at their stadiums and ballparks.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Tess.
Happy weekend, Madeline.